Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of The Little Things with Lindsay Ann. We are here with yet again another episode. Tonight, I'm going to talk about thoughts that I had while reading this book that I was assigned for in my class. So, I feel I'm on this threshold, right, between action and awareness. I'm aware that things in my life and in the world need to change, but I'm tired. Knowledge is heavy. But I know that people who have to live their lives through racism and other forms of oppression have it much harder. Harder than I can imagine. Some days, I find myself wishing I wasn't as aware of all the problems that are in the world. That I'd be able to have the ignorance that would keep my shaky fantasy blissful. Some days, I know I withdraw emotionally because feeling the empathy towards so many people who are suffering at the hands of these fucked up systems makes me wonder how I could allow myself to experience joy and happiness when there's so much hate out there, when there's so much wrong out there. I know that you can have more than one feeling, but sometimes it just doesn't feel right. I'm reading this book about reimagining change, and that's the title of it. Reimagining Change by Patrick Rainsbirdo and Doyle Canning. For all of y'all who want to know. And they talk about how stories and narratives are a big piece of making social change. One quote that stuck out to me was, "For social practitioners to hack at the root, we must build the capacity to identify, analyze, intervene, not only in the institutional power structure, but also in the stories that are preventing the changes we know are needed." So language structures our thoughts, right? And so applying that to stories, well, then stories made up languages, made up by languages, structures our thoughts, which impacts our beliefs that shape our culture, you know? And we have so many problems in this world, and I honestly don't know I don't have much of a solution to most of them, quite honestly. And people be out there trying to solve stuff and make change, and I too feel this need to make some kind of change, but I don't know how, or at least not to the large scale that I see other people do. I'm 23, and I really don't fucking know where I'll be a year from now, let alone a week from now. Everything is changing. Life is changing, and I'm changing, and people are changing, and I know change can happen and is happening and will continue to happen. And I don't know where this episode is going, but all I know is I'm going to keep telling my story. And the story of those around me. I don't know where it'll take me or if it'll solve something, but I know that something good will come from listening and sharing these stories. I've said it before, and I'm gonna keep saying it again, but community cultural wealth, which is, you know, the people who aren't of the dominant group, so people of color, their stories matter. We've been erased out of history, but I swear we're going to shape the future. We're here. We've been here, and I hope this podcast and everything I do in my life will continue to amplify voices of those who weren't given space, who have to push and fight to make space and be seen and heard. As I near the end of my graduate program, I wonder why I joined in the first place. It's far from perfect, and as the first cohort, we've been guinea pigs navigating through the classes and the struggles. I hate to admit it, but more times than not, I didn't really know my why. It hasn't seemed like, at least for the past year and a half, like I'd be able to do much with this degree. And I didn't know where I'd apply all of the stories that I've been reading about how others have made change by uniting their communities against the same cause, because I didn't think that's what I was going to do or would want to do. I'm realizing, though, that social change doesn't just have to happen within nonprofit orgs or through things that are just within a specific way. Social change happens through community, and community can be anywhere. People can make change anywhere. My change is telling my story and telling other people's stories. And yeah, those are my thoughts on this book. So far, as I've gotten through 20 pages of it. Thank you.